A ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Gordon Keith.
It's brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate and Sante Center for Healing. Here is Monty.
Thank you so much, DJ. Speaking of Pat Green, he will be in studio with George at 8:15 today. How about that? Promoting his live event later on tonight. But let's say goodbye to a couple of legends here in the ramp, starting with the Turban Torpedo.
I'm sorry?
For those of you who are not up to date on old Indian marathon runners.
Scratches this off Muse in the news list.
I did see this story.
Faja Singh is an Indian-born runner nicknamed the Turban Torpedo, who is believed to be the world's oldest marathon runner, has died at the age of 114 years old.
Whoa.
Impressive.
Now, at 114, you're like, okay, that's a hell of a run. Body probably just gave out on him overnight.
That's one where you make the joke, how'd he die? Well, obviously of natural causes, because he's 114 years old.
Yeah, they just said he got hit by a torpedo.
No, you're...
That's his nickname.
Misunderstanding.
The Turban Torpedo, because you're like, wait, what was that blur that just went by me? It was actually Faja Singh.
I saw a walker roll by.
But actually, he did not pass away from old age. He died after being hit by a car.
Oh, no.
So you make it that far.
Apparently, Ham thinks that's funny.
I do.
Ham thinks every Turban Torpedo death is hilarious. You make it that far in life, and you're like, all right, I keep my body clearly in good shape if I'm still running marathons at the age of 100.
I'd be feeling pretty untouchable at that point.
And then you get taken out by a hit and run. Tough way to go out. And what made me want to do this story was apparently this dude had a lot of bits because, again, he goes by the Turban Torpedo, which is because he wears a turban and he's very fast, at least for his age. I don't know that I would have put a, you know, Discovery Channel event, him versus Usain Bolt. But
who can run the mile faster right? After eating a hot dog?
Well, now you're definitely mixing up hypotheticals. But the people that broke this news to the world was his London-based running club and charity, Sikhs in the City.
Okay. I got it.
That's pretty good.
Which is pretty funny. That, of course, S-I-K-H-S.
Yes.
Sikhs in the City. And, he became the oldest man to run a full marathon in 2011 at the age of 100. Now, the Guinness World Records did not officially recognize that because he didn't have a birth certificate. The problem was that when he was born, India was still under British rule, so he didn't have the best record keeping back then. But he claimed that he was that old. And he took up running at the age of 89. So imagine all the 89-year-olds that you know and them being like, you know what? I think I want to start getting into running.
Not just like for keeping in shape either. Distance running.
Yes. And yeah, people I know that are 89 are just trying to take up living till tomorrow as like a hobby.
Hobby?
I don't think that qualifies as a hobby, surviving.
Like you go to Michael's.
Yeah, you can look at the craft section. You're like, maybe I should just live.
Ooh, an oxygen machine. Maybe some dialysis.
They don't sell dialysis machines
at Michael's. I don't think he's ever been
to
Michael's.
Maybe no. Hobby Lobby.
No.
Wherever you have to go to.
They sell like glue and glitter and stuff like that.
All the necessary
Unless
requirements.
Unless you make a makeshift one.
So he took up running after his son died.
How old was his son? A parent should never outlive their child.
So, well, it's hard to do when you live to 114 years old.
That's what I'm saying. His son's a disappointment.
But his son, gosh, his son died in a pretty awful way, Ham.
Way to go, Ham.
So his son died in 1994. So if he was 89 then, that would have made him probably in his 60s, I would guess, his son.
Torpedo?
Him and his son, Kuldeep, were both farmers. They were checking on their fields in the middle of a storm when a piece of corrugated metal blew by and decapitated Kuldeep in
Ham?
Front of the turbine torpedo.
That is awesome.
More jokes, though, Ham? Go ahead.
That was awesome that the dad had to watch his son be decapitated.
That's a pretty metal way to go. Literally.
Is a coward.
That's a...
most callous response. Well, Ham, I hope no one in your family is ever decapitated by flying metal.
During a lightning storm.
But if they do...
like 50 years later, they'll start running.
You better become the turbine torpedo.
Yeah. I will, in this moment right now, dedicate my life to running, which I've sworn off of, if my child is decapitated, in the event I ever have a child.
Do you want the world to have to hold you to that?
Yeah. Tyler, mark this down.
I'm going to be keeping track of that closely.
Boy, that might be grounds for, let's go and end this thing. I don't need that imprinted on my child's karma for the rest of its life.
Yeah. It's constantly looking over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Becomes like a tiny dog whenever lightning starts happening because he thinks this is the end.
But yeah, anyway, he said he didn't think his life was worth living without his son. Luckily, he found
running 38 years later.
Running. Well, no, he took up running pretty soon after.
Oh.
As soon as they buried the head.
They didn't bury his head separate from his body. Now he's being disrespectful.
It doesn't say here they didn't.
We don't know the customs in other countries. I have no idea.
Maybe get a quick hacky sack in.
With what?
Hacky sack?
Yeah.
He's alleging they're playing hacky sack with his decapitated head.
I never said what was being hackied. Y'all are putting words in my mouth. It could have been an actual hacky sack.
Y'all are having a competition for worst human, and y'all are both winning. So congratulations.
Nice, both. Anyway, stay hard, turbine torpedo. Pass that mantle on. It's like the Black Panther. You got to just hand it to the next person.
Yeah.
And let them, so whoever the next one is, will be keeping an eye on you.
What kind of car was it?
That hit him and killed him? It doesn't say. It does not say. I'll look into that and let you know during tomorrow's edition of The Ramp.
Okay, thank you.